Guess what? Mill Nut. Brand new label and a new low price. Mill Nut. That's what. Mill Nut.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss, and once again to all of you everywhere, whoever you are and whatever you do for a living, I know that you'll enjoy Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, and I hope that's your lot to enjoy it today. We're pleased indeed to be able to present for the first time on the affiliation of CBS and our whole group of sister stations from coast to coast, a newcomer to the music industry, via records at least, a young lady by the name of Miss Jerry Jordan, who has just turned out a swell record for the Bally Record Company. It was a few years ago that Jerry Jordan was first introduced to network television via Mr. Arthur Godfrey's television show of some fame. I'm sure that you're apprised of it. So we'll let Jerry tell you the story right after we're listening to an opening selection by Bob Denton, a newcomer to the industry also. He records for the label Dot and a pretty country and western ballad called On My Mind Again.
I try to keep a smile on my face and make believe another never took my place. But just when I think I've forgotten, that's when I got you on my mind again. I tell myself that the sun will shine and there will be another love for this heart of mine. But just when I think I'm about to win, got you on my mind again. All my friends say forget you, find me somebody new. But all my friends just don't understand the love this heart holds for you. Of that the sun will shine and there will be another love for this heart of mine. But just when I think I'm about to win, I got you on my mind again. Just don't understand the love this heart holds for you. I tell myself that the sun will shine and there will be another love for this heart of mine. But just when I think I'm about to win, I got you on my mind again.
That's a pretty thing, isn't it? That's a young boy by the name of Bob Denton. His bio sketch has never been sent to me, so I can't tell you very much about him. Except to the best of my knowledge, he was discovered out on the West Coast, someplace around in California, I believe, and now records for the label Dot and a very pretty tune called On My Mind Again. I suppose I could paraphrase and say on my mind again always, because it never leaves my mind, is Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, and I wish that you could say the same, because then I know that you'd be getting the same amount of downright good, deep pleasure all the time like I get. Because after meals or between meals, there's just nothing so satisfying as Wrigley Spearmint. You know, the Wrigley folk have been making swell chewing gum for a great many years. They've been pleasing the public with a product that is just designed to please, because it has that crisp, good, minty flavor. the good flavor that never spoils your appetite between meals, and it's always delicious because it aids your digestion after meals. So whether it's before or whether it's after, and I guess it's always one or the other, I hope that you'll always enjoy, with me, Wrigley Spearmint, a product that we're proud to be talking about every day. As a matter of fact, while we were saying it, I suppose, just in order to tease me a little bit, Miss Jerry Jordan reached into this very fanciful-looking pocketbook that she has sitting on our microphone table, and what with all the other welter of things that girls carry in their pocketbook, she extracted a package of Wrigley Spearmint. Thank you, Jerry. I can't imagine a nicer way to have a commercial thrown at me.
Well, it was my pleasure. In fact, I just finished chewing it.
Did you?
It's
great stuff, isn't it? Jerry, I said that this was the first time on the CBS network. Actually, Mr. Arthur Godfrey was the person who first presented you coast to coast, wasn't he?
Yes, on his show.
I'm curious. Did you win his show?
No, I didn't.
You lost it.
That's right.
Your chances of success are infinitely greater because, you know, there's an old tradition in show business that if you lose the Godfrey show, you go on to great things.
Oh, wonderful.
But he's a fine gentleman. No, actually, though, it wasn't Godfrey really that gave you the start. When did it begin for you, Jerry? I know you're an Eastern girl.
That's right. I'm from New Jersey, and started out as a band singer. My first band was Ralph Flanagan.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a first band to be associated with.
I was very lucky. It was sort of a very chance happening. I auditioned for him on a bet, on a dare.
Is that right?
I wasn't in show business, but I really wanted to get into it. And yet, it's hard. You don't really have the nerve sometimes. At least I didn't.
Uh-huh.
And
well, you say you weren't in show business. You were probably too young. What were you, just a house girl, or were you working?
No, I was working.
Oh, were you?
In the office.
What sort of work did you do,
Bookkeeper,
Jerry? Well, this is a far cry. How does a girl go from the books and the green eye shade, or whatever it is that bookkeepers are associated with, to the music score of a great band like Ralph Flanagan?
Well, as I said, I auditioned for him strictly on a dare for some friends of mine, and along with about 300 other girls, I think, and he narrowed it down to four girls, and I was lucky enough to be one of them. However, I wasn't chosen. He chose Peggy King.
The little girl who was out on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm, doing so well.
Well, who were the other two? Do you recall their names? I'm curious as to who you were in competition with and whether or not anything ever happened to their careers, Jerry.
One of the girls is a very close friend of mine, Pat Collins, who sang with Buddy DeFranco and Charlie Spivak, Tommy Dorsey.
Sure.
Few other
well,
she's small
had some
names
successes too,
in the business.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the fourth girl you probably don't remember.
No, I don't.
Well, now, you and Peggy have certainly had great successes, notably Peggy, of course, because of her exposure on a great many fine shows. What about you yourself? I know that you disrupted your career ever so slightly to become housewife. Not mama yet, just housewife, right?
Just housewife, yeah.
And when was that? When did you decide matrimony was for you?
A little over a year ago.
And since then, has the career been sort of nipped by all the rest of the extraneous activity?
Well, no, I'm not doing any traveling, though. Well, now I will be with the record, but I haven't been on the road working. I've just been working. Well, when I first got married, I was in Florida, and there's a lot of work in Miami, which I guess you know, all the hotels and everything.
Sure.
So I was working quite a bit down there, and I've worked a little bit here in Chicago since I've been here.
Jerry, it still alarms me that a girl so unprepared for show business as you probably were when a group of girls decided they should challenge you or dare you into auditioning. How did you ever approach a band? You knew nothing about music? Had you not studied music at all?
Well, in school, I had sung with choirs and groups, and once in a while did a little bit of solo work, and in church, but other than that, no.
But Onward Christian Soldier is hardly rock and roll. You still had to learn the new way of singing, I suppose, when you got on with Mr. Flanagan.
Yeah, well, that you sort of pick up as you go along.
Yes, of course.
Especially being around musicians, you begin to feel
talk
music.
Talk their language.
That's right, the way
course.
They do. It's
well, now,
experience.
After Flanagan, was it then that you decided to expose yourself to the full network and go with Mr. Godfrey on his show, or did you have some other band work in between?
No, I think I worked with Tommy Reynolds.
Another great band.
Yeah,
sure.
Before I did the Godfrey show.
And now, what about the night that you did the Godfrey show? Do you remember who the contestants were? Who were some of those names? Has anything happened to them?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember the names, and I don't remember ever seeing any of them after.
The winner is probably a softic mama by now, and here you are still young and trim, and now you're
Papa,
in show
I guess. It was a boy.
Oh, it was a boy that beat you?
I think he had a wonderful voice, though. He really did, a classical-type voice.
I always feel badly for people that have those big, legitimate voices because there's so little room for them in show business. Uh-huh. Isn't it unfortunate? Unless they have the financial wherewithal to go into opera or the concert, which requires years and years of study, there is just so little opportunity for those fine voices to make it. Well, now, Jerry, when was it that you became associated with your new parent label, the Bally Record Company?
Well, that's about 3 or 4 months ago, I guess.
How was the discovery affected? How did they come across your work?
Well, I had cut a demonstration record.
Uh-huh.
And my manager, along with a friend of his who knew some of the Bally people, brought the record in and brought me along, and they liked it. So then they came down and watched me work. I was doing a floor show act here in town, and they caught the show, and they liked that. So then we came to terms.
They took you into a recording studio, and you did two sides, one called The Architect and one called Seashells. I don't know how the rest of the disc jockeys feel from coast to coast, Jerry, regarding these two sides, but I feel quite keenly about the ballad side. I hope you won't object too strenuously if I ask you for permission to play that side, the Seashell side. What have you found as the reaction of the various people?
Well, it looks like Seashells is the side.
You think
it
is?
You were the first one to know it. I want you to...
Well, thank you, Jerry. You're very sweet. Well, let me expose it to the full run of the public, because these are the people that really decide, not the disc jockeys, whether it's going to be a hit or whether it's just going to be another hunk of shellac that lays around collecting dust in the record stores. I think it's a swell record, done by Jerry Jordan, and if you're curious, that first name is spelled J-E-R-I. Jerry Jordan, a pretty girl and a pretty voice, and a swell song called Seashells.
I was lonely one day as I walked by the sea, sad because my love drifted from me. Then I met an old fisherman casting his net. He gave me a seashell I'll never forget. From the seashell through the sound of the sea. Soon my arms will hold you, he whispers to me. From the seashell a voice comes to my ear. Wait by the sea, for soon I'll be near. Now as I wait for you, each night by the sea, I hold the little shell that he gave. When my heart seems to say all is not well, my heart and I listen to the little seashell. From the seashell voice comes to my ear. Wait by.
That's Jerry Jordan and her fine ballet recording called Seashells. Jerry, I'm curious, when you did this, how many multiple tracks did you have to make? You first sang the lead, I presume, then you came back and listened on earphones to yourself? Didn't you do it that way?
No. No, that's voices. That's choir.
Oh, it is voices.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I heard your voice twice there.
No.
Well, there's someone singing almost in unison with you, an octave above or an octave below.
Yeah, it's one of the girls.
Did it that way instead of with multiple tracking?
Boys.
Well, that's a much nicer way to do it.
It's
certainly easier. Yes, sure, and then you don't have to worry about whether or not you're in tune the second time around. Jerry, I want to thank you very much for bringing a fine record up to us, and more importantly, bringing yourself up. You're a charming person. I know you're going to have infinite successes in show business.
Well, thank you, and thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
I know that all of our good Wrigley gum chewers from coast to coast in all the 48 states, and that means about, maybe 60 million people listening to the sound of our voice today. And I hope they all enjoy Wrigley, everyone that tries it will, and I hope that you all enjoy, and I'm sure that you did, the music of Miss Jerry Jordan. This is Howard Miller from Chicago. It's been a pleasure as always. We'll see you tomorrow. Here's Joe Foss.
Howard's guest tomorrow on the CBS Radio Network will be the Everly Brothers. This is the CBS Radio Network. WBBM Chicago. There's another outstanding MGM motion picture on WBBM-TV's Late Show at 11 tonight. Clark Gable and Joan Crawford star in Chained, the intense dramatic story of two people caught in a web of emotion. For vivid, thrilling entertainment, don't miss Chained, starring Clark Gable and Joan Crawford, tonight at 11.